I'm joined by Jerry Simpson, Senior Refugee Researcher at Human Rights Watch. Jerry, you've just produced this report saying that more than 10,000 Syrians are waiting to cross the border into Turkey and Iraq. Can you just set out what the law is on this?
Sure. International law requires all states to allow anyone seeking asylum, that is, seeking refuge, to cross a border and to seek asylum in safety. That's in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it's in the International Refugee Convention, and it's in customary international law, and it's a cornerstone of international human rights law. In the case of Turkey and Iraq, we have documented that over the last few weeks, they have blocked over 10,000 people. That's the number that's currently stranded in three border crossing points on the Iraqi-Turkey border, and have prevented them from crossing into Iraq and Turkey to claim asylum and to seek refuge. And that's a clear violation of international law.
What sort of sanctions, if any, are there against countries doing this?
There are no enforcement procedures in refugee law. All we have are the usual mechanisms where countries are questioned in international fora about human rights breaches, but there is certainly no judicial proceedings where we could prosecute Turkey, say, for doing this. And we should add that, in particular in the case of Turkey, which has taken in over 100,000 refugees who are in camps, and also 70,000 Syrian refugees who live in towns and cities across Turkey, we do have some sympathy with Turkey, which has these huge numbers to look after. However, it doesn't breaching the law in this way and exposing these people to bad conditions and potentially to insecurity by keeping them stuck on the Syrian side. And we've therefore called on the European Union in particular and other countries to help Turkey better shoulder the burden of these numbers.
Now, this has happened over the last couple of months. Are these people a victim of the increased tension between Turkey and Syria?
No. These people are people who have fled in particular Idlib and Aleppo provinces in the last few weeks, where there has been a spike in aerial bombardment and shelling by the Syrian military. So these people are fleeing extreme violence and are in desperate need of protection.
I'm a little confused because we often hear that the border between Syria and Turkey is very porous. So how are they trapped?
So the full length of the Syria-Turkey border has a lot of insecurity on it. Parts of the border are held by the Syrian military, parts of it are held by the FSA, and it's very hard to walk the length of the border to find a place to cross, if you will, because sooner or later you will find a pocket of insecurity where fighting is going on, or worse, where the Syrian military is present and will prevent people from crossing, or potentially worse. So what we have made clear in today's press release is that what Turkey and Iraq should do is to make sure that any Syrian taking a straight line, if you like, from their home to the border should be allowed to cross the border where they reach it and not be required to then travel tens or more kilometers along the border until they find a way across.
Now, the report also talks about Turkey suggesting setting up refugee camps inside Syria. Now,
yes.
Does that get over any kind of international obligation they have?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. No person can be prevented from setting up camps for what we call the internally displaced. So that's Syrians who are stuck inside Syria, internally displaced persons. Such camps are fine. They're not unlawful. But the existence of such camps and, say, Turkey's support for such camps does not prevent Turkey from having to fulfill its obligations to give people refuge in Turkey. So some Syrians might want to stay in those camps, but the vast majority of those that we spoke to in the border areas who are in or near such camps say they don't want to go there and they want to cross into Turkey to seek safety. That's because there have been flights by the Syrian military over their heads in the last few weeks, and they have no idea how soon the front line could shift and engulf them in the border areas where they're stranded. So understandably, they want to cross into Turkey and Iraq to seek safety.
But if some form of buffer zone could be set up, do you regard that as a compromise solution that you could live with, that would offer some safety?
Well, under international refugee law, if there is a safe area in a country that is at war, where it is guaranteed people can flee to and be looked after and live in safety and get the assistance they need, that is a possibility, that would then be a possibility for people to flee to, and there wouldn't be anything unlawful in supporting those areas. But that doesn't get over the fact that people that don't want to go to those areas because they don't believe they're safe still have a right to flee abroad and to seek asylum abroad. That right still exists. And in the case of Syria, we are nowhere near any part of Syria being established as a safe zone or a safe area. So for the time being, it's a very theoretical and hypothetical question.
But if relations deteriorate further between Turkey and Syria, and they're certainly not getting any better, where does that leave refugees?
Our understanding of the Turkish position is country that is concerned about the welfare of Syrians. They have taken in 170,000 Syrians at the very least since this conflict began. We consider Turkey and the Turkish authorities to be a reasonable that is not hell-bent on making life miserable for the vast majority of Syrians trying to flee. What we think is happening at the moment is that Syria is frustrated about a lack of international movement in the Syrian crisis, and so is concerned that the numbers of refugees will increase exponentially as time goes on, and is therefore sending a message with this border closure to the international community that says, either you help us look after these increasing numbers, or we will make life more difficult for these people. But to repeat, we think that Turkey does retain mostly goodwill towards Syrians, and we do hope that the borders will be reopened soon.
What more could the international community do?
Aside from assist, well, our focus with refugees would be on assistance. So financial assistance to Turkey, either for increased numbers of refugee camps or to support Turkey in allowing refugees to live in Turkey's towns and cities. And so according to the UN Refugee Agency, there are already 70,000 Syrians living in Turkey's towns and cities. They will also need help. They'll need cash handouts, they'll need blankets, they'll need access to work, they'll need security that prevents them from getting arrested and deported by the police. I think the international community can do a lot more to help Turkey shoulder this burden.
Have you had any response from Turkey or Iraq since putting this out?
Not since the press release went.
Okay, Jerry. Good luck with it. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Matthew.